Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. This is Bob Connell. Senator Bozeman, has been a joy. 5 days for veterans. I love it. Veterans Week. And one thing, it's really dear to my heart because I've got a family of veterans. You know, my dad and my brother served, retired from the military. But you've also came from a veteran family.
I do come from a very strong veteran family. My dad served in World War II, was a waist gunner on B-17s, and stayed in for 23 years in the Air Force. My grandfathers, both of them served, one of them in World War I and World War II, the other one in World War I. So yeah, very much so. And today we've got a couple special guests with us. Usually you're just talking to me. We got some special guests with us today. Colonel Lloyd from the Veterans History Project, who's in charge of that in Washington, D.C., out of the Library of Congress. And then Anita Deason, who works with me in the state and does a tremendous job helping veterans. But one of the things that I regret, my dad just didn't talk about the war. And he was one of the guys that came back and got busy, went to work, and very rarely spoke about it. Died when he was 67, so died fairly young. And I just wish that we'd been able to get his thoughts recorded, as the Veterans History Project does such a great job of.
When we look at the History Project, that is something that's for all ages. This is something of gathering history is what they find is interesting. I mean, you might be an Eagle Scout doing a project. I mean, there's so many ways to get this information. And you've got a great job, Karen.
I'm living the dream. Yeah, I mean, I get to tell that to folks all the time, and it's absolutely true. And one of the things that for me is so special is that we'll have school groups that come in to the Library of Congress to donate the stories that they've collected. And the two questions I like to ask them is, one, what was the most interesting thing you learned from the veteran that you interviewed? And it's always fascinating to hear the different things. But the second one really is, and how did doing this interview impact you? And it really feels for the first time like these students are thinking that life is a little bit bigger than them. And it's so heartening to see that. And they kind of light up when they do it, which is kind of interesting. We work with Eagle Scouts, and I would encourage folks to reach out to us on vohp@loc.gov. Lisa Taylor works with Eagle Scouts all the time to get their projects moving forward in a good way. So I encourage that. We also try to reach out to different veteran organizations and other service organizations and ask them truly to look out to the veterans in their communities, mostly the ones that are hidden in plain sight, and listen and really listen to their stories and find out what they did and how they serve their community.
You know, something you look at, Anita, there is so much involved in this.
Sure.
There is. And I'll tell you, this project is a blessing. It's a blessing to everybody who is involved in it, from the veteran, their family, the person who interviews them. Everyone's touched. When Senator Bozeman shared the story about his father to me about 3.5 years ago, it basically gut-kicked me, because my own father served in World War II in the Navy in the Philippines, and he died right after my 19th birthday, and I never talk to him about his service. I have that regret. And this project is passionate to me, because I don't want anybody else to have that same regret.
So they need to speak up and get that information and go through those family pictures that they're not sure that much about or haven't talked about, and find out the history.
Well, that's exactly right. And I suspect that you're going to find shoeboxes full of letters in attics. We would love to have those shoeboxes full of letters. We will put them in our archives. We will make sure that they're stabilized. We'll make sure that they're available for future generations. What's really fascinating for me is, what, about 3 months ago, we had a researcher come in, and their interest was in Jody calls. Jody calls are what you sing when you're marching around, but they're really about Jody, who is this imaginary guy back home who's stealing your girl from you. And so they looked at not only the American Folklife Center body of work that had the Jodys recorded, but also in the Veteran History Project archives to see who had talked about getting Dear John letters and talking about Jodys as a part of their collections. And I can't wait to hear what research comes out from this, but researchers come in and look at all different kinds of things. We had a researcher that came in and wrote a book called Code Girls. And what she was doing was looking at the women in World War II that were helping deciphering the code. They're the ones that helped break the Enigma. They're also the ones that helped break the Japanese code. And what was fascinating was these women were not allowed to talk to what they did. And they were basically told to say, oh, I'm a secretary, and I really don't do anything but file papers over at this government agency. And they did so much more than that. And it's just fascinating that we had over 20 of those collections in our archive, and the researcher then went from those women and talking with them to find out others that we didn't have. So we've collected additional since then. And it just brings the halo effect in my mind to all of these veterans that are out there serving, again, hidden in plain sight. So look around your community at who the veterans are and talk to folks, because veterans don't normally advertise they were veterans. You have to seek them out and get their stories. And then we would ask that you donate them to an archive. We'd like you to donate them to the Library of Congress archive.
So Karen, my dad was a waist gunner on B-17s, and if having an interest in that, maybe somebody else's mom or dad served in the South Pacific or whatever, what would you do to go online to try and find out more about a specific theater or a specific individual? How would we go about doing that through the Library of Congress?
I'm so glad you asked, sir. If you go to our website, loc.gov/vets, we have a hot link that says search for your veteran. You can do it by state. You can do it by conflict. You can do it by their name. You can do it by male or female. There's just a variety of ways that you can do that. The other thing that we have on our website is called Experiencing the War. And what we do four times a year is we have our archivist look through our collections and by different themes, for example, the art of war. And there they're looking at who did amazing artwork that we want to share. We have another one on chaplains. We have another one on female aviators. We have another one on the Tuskegee Airmen. So they're all different themes that we've done the deep research in our collections so people can get a sense of what's in there. But you can do it by state. You can do it lots of different ways to find out what is available. We have over 108 collections, but there's over 21 million veterans in the U.S. So when you think about it, we just don't have enough. So there's veterans everywhere, and I ask volunteers across Arkansas, all of your listeners, to think about who are the veterans in their lives, and how can they get their stories, and how can they make sure those stories are not lost?
That's very important, and I love that aspect because there is so many. When you look at millions of veterans, and you just got a tip of the iceberg, you would say.
Well, that's exactly right. Not only tip of the iceberg nationwide, but also tip of the iceberg here in Arkansas. We have a little over 1,500 collections, and there's over 239,000 veterans here in Arkansas. So tip of the iceberg both places, and so we need your help. We need your help sooner than later.
Sound like a great week for sure. I appreciate you taking time and talking with us.
No, it is a great week. And one thing that's so important, you know, we hear about all of the different stuff that goes on in Washington and all of the arguing and this and that. The good news is when it comes to veterans, on the Veterans Affairs Committee, I think that is the committee that gets along the best in Congress, in the sense that nobody cares if a veteran is a Republican or a Democrat. They're a veteran. And it's just everybody trying to take care of that group. So this is a special time of the year where we get to pause and think about veterans. Certainly we should do that on a daily basis, though.
Well, thanks for taking time and talking with us this whole week, Karen and Anita. You guys have been a joy and a lot of information.
Well, thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.